I've got the honours boards lists here for the years when you when you play. I wonder if there are one or two players that you haven't mentioned yet you might like to pick out.
Of course, who we got on there? It's well, you got on there, you know, legends like Mike Teague. There's a chap there that. You know, he was there when we first came, and you know, everyone in Gloucester, you know, knows Mike Teague and his abilities and capabilities. Yeah. But again, you're such a softly spoken man, who just immense player sort of thing, and person and presence and what have you. And you know, and one of the quite nice things here is, you know, a lot of these chaps that are on the list here, you still see a lot of with the cherry pickers, and you know, and they have their little social gatherings and events. And you know, you're Derek Morgan's, you know, again, you know, he's still there now, just over 50, like you say, just over 50 sort of thing, but you know, fit as a fiddle, still himself. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, playing cricket the other day, Malcolm Preedy, who was a character and a claim, so, you know, he was, when he used to play like the open games here, he'd be the chap, he was doing all the demis and the flashy hands, and you know, he was a wannabe back. In a front row position sort of thing. He had all the skills, you know, of a back and what have you. Tim Smith, who was a great servant to Gloucester, you know, at full back. You know, he had many years here and, you know, did a solid old job and then come up to Worcester with us there. And, you know, he put a lot of time and effort there and, you know, never really got perhaps a recognition there that the timing he deserved.
I think everybody feels that.
You know, Neil Matthews, that was a very talented player, footballer there, who was unlucky with injury. You know, as we say, if that's and what bit, you know, what maybes. Neil Matthews was there, you know, when we played the Ireland team. He was there at fly half and then broke a bone in his foot and never really recovered from that injury. And, you know, which was a tragic shame at the time, because after Mike Hamlin, you know, there was a fly half position there that was gaping there for. So to take control, and you know, Neil was there and lined up, and you know, had so much potential. Neil Matthews, you know, another, you know, sort of Gloucester lad sort of thing, and it, that was tragic. You know, that, what could have been
different?
Yeah, what could have been there? You know, Tony Windham, I still see him now. You know, he's another solid front row forward. Yeah, you know, and not a Gloucester favourite, and
The Worcester favourite,
and Worcester favourite as well.
What a number of games he played for both clubs.
Yeah. You know, and was one who was very lucky with injuries, and you know, just kept going and going and going. Yeah, you know, and you know, lovely, and again, a lovely man as well. You know, his daughter plays football for Gloucester City. My little girl plays for Cheltenham, so we see him every now and again at these football tournaments and matches there, and have a chat. Johnny Hawker was another guy who, Hooker here. Again, was another hard man, very, you know, lovely bloke, and you know, put all the hard graft in.
And another one who played with you in the Southwest.
In the Southwest,
we didn't actually mention.
That's right. You know, and then you had other lads that were on the periphery that, you know, got dragged into, you know, Gloucester. Getting Jerry Perrins there. I remember Jerry Perrins on the right wing. We went up and played up at Oral, and Tiki was playing and what have you, and they said, right, we're going to get the ball to Morris out on the wing, and we're going to play, run in from anywhere. If we can get in the ball with some space, let him run. And Jerry Perrins was on the other ring, and on the other wing, sorry, and Jerry said, is that me as well? No. Keith Richardson said, hey, if we get the ball 5 yards out, give the ball to Jerry, but other than that, you know, kick it. It must have been halfway through the second half. It was a muddy old day. Jerry Perrins must have took the ball just outside the 10-yard line. If you ask him, he took it from the try line. But you know what I mean? Just outside the 10-yard line. He went outside his winger, inside the, as he went past him, outside his winger, inside the fullback. I think he beat a third person as well, but he ran a good 60 yards the length of the field. And so after that, you had to make Keith Richardson eat his words, because he'd said, unless Jerry Perrins got it 5 yards out, he wouldn't have scored a try. No, Jerry was there to this day saying, hey, I ran in from 60 yards. There's nothing more can be said. But, you know, Pete Jones, again, you know another solid prop there, and very Scottish international. And, you know, it's, you know, Paul Ashmead. You know, was another very talented back row player that we had.
Try scorer.
And yeah, you know, he you know, he was, you know, a good grafter, hard worker, but again had good hands and you know, very talented. You know, it's you know, I know there's, you know, Lloyd Gardner was another scrum half who was a terrier at the back of the scrum, who he was always one that would go down to the Welsh clubs. You know, you'd always find him on a Wednesday, wet Wednesday in Wales, there at the back of the scrum, leading the scrum, dogging it away with the Welshmen. It was you always had the same faces every Wednesday. We'd be there sat on the coach going down to Wales and thinking, hey, there's a few of the others then. It's it's, there's lots of names there. You know, Dave Spencer, I was spanning out, he's another back row player, who was a very solid man, made all the hard yards, you know, from the back of the scrum, you know, and you know, still gets involved now with the cherry pickers and what have you. It's which I think, you know, Laurie Beck, who does a lot of the cherry pickers as well, was in, you know, a young scrum half who again, you know, was a hard worker and little terrier at the back of the scrum, and you know, did a lot. It was but hey, we mentioned most of them there. But the Martin Roberts were there, or Martin Roberts. You know, Martin Roberts there was another chap who
just recently met on an interview with Martin Roberts.
You know, he was a versatile chap. You know, he's sort of like the modern day type back. You know, in our day, speedy, sort of 6'2", 6'3", man, solid man. You know, he started off at full back. He could play in the centre.
You know, I always thought he was much better centre than fullback.
If the guy got that, he can even move on to the flank. You know, I've known him on times play flank forward. Perhaps that's a bit more now when he's getting older and he hasn't quite got the legs that he doesn't want the big gaps in the backs anymore. Martin Roberts there.
He plays a lot of veteran rugby, doesn't he? Martin Roberts, he was telling us.
Martin, very fortunate. Oh, Martin, very been lucky with injuries. You know, he's never really suffered any big injuries or nasty injuries, and as a result, he's still very fit and able to keep playing week in, week out. And he does a lot with the vets tours. You know, he'll go across with the Marauders and whatever, you go to the Bermuda tours, tens, sevens, type things. You know, on occasions he corrupts, hey, are you available? And thinking, hey, my knees won't take it now, and your shoulders at it. And you know, as much as you sit there, you think, hey, you look quite fit, but it's. You know, running around the rugby field, and it's one of those things that if you can keep doing it every week, your body's conditioned to it. And the biggest problem is now that having not playing it regularly or not training that way, you have a game like they're playing this Saturday. They're playing, I think it's at Hartbury College, the Cherry Pickers are playing Bristol in an NA game. And you think, right, hey, I'll turn out there and I'll play like I used to. And you try to throw your body around, you put it in positions and places that perhaps
still the same in here.
The brain thinks you can do it, and believe in me, the body just can't anymore. And you suffer for weeks after. But the problem is, it's good fun at the time. It is good fun at the time.